Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for being here. Our number 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010. We're here for you, and we love hearing from you as well, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team off the websites, brightsideben.com. pharmacistben.com or criticalhealthnews.com, and you can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 if you want to speak to a real-life human being, if you've got questions, or if you want to sign up to join, or if you want to place orders, you can also call 866-735-2470 to place your orders. Our number, 844-236-6010, on the Bright Side. We'll get your calls in our second segment. We'll be speaking to Dr. Jack Zamora, oculofacial plastic surgeon and a pioneer in plasma treatments and stem cell technology for beauty and anti-aging. Dr. Zamora's got some really interesting things to say about exosomes and stem cells, and also about the vaccine, the vaccine, capital T, that everybody's talking about. We'll get to Dr. Jack Zamora at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. All right, I want to continue talking about this, aging pigment, the waste pigment called lipofuscin. We started talking about that on our last Bright Side episode. We've talked about lipofuscin in the past. I think it's a very important marker of health, or the lack thereof. It's an important marker for aging. You don't hear a lot about lipofuscin. It's not something that most people, or even most physicians, understand. Lipofuscin, the pigment of aging, is a dark yellowish substance that accumulates in various tissues of the body, especially the heart and the brain and the eyes, the digestive tract. Tissues that work the hardest tend to have the most accumulation of this aging pigment, which makes sense. Lipofuscin is the end result of cells that are overworked, cells that are dying, and cells that are not able to clear out their waste as effectively. So it makes sense that the cells of the body that are working the hardest, that is the cells of the nervous system and the cells of the digestive tract and the cells of the brain and the cells of the skin, would be the cellular areas where you'd find most of the accumulation of lipofuscin. Macular degeneration, for example, one of the leading causes of blindness, is linked to the accumulation of lipofuscin in the eyes. There's a lipofuscin connection to Alzheimer's dementia, even though it's the amyloid plaques that get all of the attention. Lipofuscin has a sort of brownish tinge to it, and you'll see it in the skin. It's very, very common in the skin. It can appear sort of like a very light to light brownish color. It looks different than ordinary pigment, although it gets confused with ordinary pigment. Under ordinary circumstances, as these cell components, the substructures that are inside of cells, age or they're recycled, they get transferred into little organelles called lysosomes. The lysosomes are the chemical incinerators of the cell. These lysosomes are supposed to oxidize these components, and then the components get recycled and form new organelles. And then when cells die, these waste materials will eventually get dispersed into various parts of the body. Hopefully the lymphatic system, it will clear out lipofusion. That's what's supposed to happen. That's why lipofusion accumulation doesn't occur when you're younger, because the lymphatic system, the body's sewage system, is typically working fine when we're young. As we age and the lymphatic system gets clogged up, or as the bowels get clogged up, as cells get more tired and dysfunctional and lysosomes don't work as effectively and lysozymes don't work so effectively, the lysozymes are the enzymes in the lysosomes, eventually this pigment starts to accumulate. Lipofusion, by the way, can also accumulate in the case of a rare class of diseases that are called LSDs, or lysosomal storage disorders. These LSDs, lysosomal storage disorders, are associated with what they call inborn errors of metabolism. That means basically you're born with a genetic anomaly. An inborn error of metabolism is when you're born with a tweaked genetic set, with some kind of tweaked genes, and this results in the formation of defective lysosomes. There's a disease called Tay-Sachs disease that's a classic example of a lysosomal storage disorder where lipofusion will accumulate. Gaucher's disease, Fabry's syndrome, these are all lysosomal storage disorders. Fortunately, they're very, very rare. They only affect maybe 1,000 newborns a year in the United States. There isn't much you could do if you have a lysosomal storage disorder, and if you, God forbid, are to get one, you can expect to have a, or if, I should say, if you have one, you can expect to have a dramatically shortened lifespan. And this really highlights the very critical nature of this waste disposal system, the lysozyme incinerator, if you will. And while lysosomal storage diseases are rare, the inborn error of metabolism, the ones that you're born with, as we get older, many of us, if not most of us, will begin to manifest the signs of lysosomal incompetence, lysosomal breakdown. And the most important and obvious sign of lysosomal breakdown is the accumulation of lipofusion. So yes, it's true that these lysosomal storage disorders are very rare, but as we get older, in a way, we're all suffering from subclinical lysosomal storage disorders that don't make you sick enough to go to the doctor, but will accelerate the aging process. And not only is lipofusion a sign of aging, it itself can accelerate aging. Lipofusion itself can be a problem. So it's not just cosmetic. It's not just an appearance. And the skin is cosmetic, but inside the body, it's not just the appearance of lipofusion that's a problem. Lipofusion itself can accelerate aging. And it does occur in the heart. It occurs in the digestive tract, the brain, the nervous system, the eyes, because, as I say, these cells are so hardworking and susceptible to damage. But the most obvious appearance of lipofusion, the aging pigment, is going to be on the skin. And these deposits, these lipofusion deposits, can be very misleading. And if you're not aware of this phenomenon, if you're not aware of this substance, lipofusion, and many skincare professionals and most patients are not aware of it, you're going to confuse it with pigment, with melanin. And you're going to try to use skin lighteners, and you're trying to get chemical peels, and you're going to think that you just have these pigment spots that are related to the sun. You may wear sunscreens and stay out of the sun. But this is not the same. This lipofusion deposits, lipofusion pigment deposits, are not the same as melanin. Melanin is pigment that is associated with stress, specifically the stress of the sun. And melanin hyperpigmentation can be a problem. In fact, it's one of the biggest problems that estheticians confront and dermatologists confront as we age. Melanin, like lipofusion, also tends to accumulate, and it also accumulates in blotchy spots. And this has to do mostly with our hormones, our steroid hormones, cortisol and estrogen, our food choices, nutritional deficiencies, and poor stress management. Notice I didn't say stress. I said stress management, how we handle stress. This is melanin pigment, and this needs to be distinguished from lipofusion pigment because the treatments are different.
And you can actually tell by looking at the pigment. If you know what you're looking for, you can actually tell the difference. I'll talk about that when we come back from our break. I'll tell you how you can tell the difference between lipofuscin and melanin. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Youngevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for being here. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get to your calls in just a sec, so hang tight. We're going to talk to Dr. Jack Zamora about stem cells. Stem cells for beauty.
non-invasive beauty treatments. Dr. Zamora is an oculofacial plastic surgeon. He's a pioneer in plasma treatments and stem cell technology, and he uses stem cells in his clinic for folks who are dealing with wrinkles or fine lines or thinning skin. And he does some really interesting work. His website is jackzamoramd.com. He's also a pretty well-rounded guy. We're going to talk a little bit about the vaccine. He told me something very interesting about the COVID vaccine, and when he told me, I said, you got to come on the program and talk about that. So we'll have Dr. Jack Zamora coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls here in just a moment. I want to touch on just a couple more things. We'll be talking about lipofusion and also the lymphatic system, which is the most important area of the body to concentrate on if you want to take care of lipofusion, as opposed to melanin. Melanin and lipofusion are both pigments, but they're different. And they require different treatments. They appear differently. They appear differently. They look different. And they also appear on different parts of the skin, in different parts of the skin. The lipofusion tends to be deeper. Melanin tends to be higher. Melanin is tanning pigment, and lipofusion is aging pigment. As we get older, our tanning pigment, our melanin, starts to appear blotchy. It doesn't occur like an even tan. It occurs blotchy, and still, to this day, there are still people, and estheticians, and skincare professionals, who should know better, who tell you to stay out of the sun to prevent this blotchiness. This blotchiness, this hyperpigmentation, it's technically called melasma, does not appear because of the sun. It doesn't show up because of the sun. You get tan from the sun, but you don't get blotchy from the sun, or you shouldn't anyway get blotchy from the sun. If you are getting blotchy from the sun or getting blotchy in general, you don't want to blame the sun. You want to blame your stressed out system, your stressed out melanin system. And usually that involves hormones, estrogen and cortisol specifically, and it can also involve nutritional deficiencies, as we talked about earlier. You can tell the difference between melanin and lipofusion by the depth. Melanin is superficial. It's on the surface of the skin, while lipofusion tends to be deeper. Lipofusion also tends to have a brownish color to it, while melanin tends to be darker. And melanin pigmentation will slough off, while lipofusion will not. And there are a couple things you could do if you're dealing with lipofusion. Most importantly, you want to take care of the lymph. But if you do go see a skincare professional, they can use a laser to get rid of the lipofusion. As I say, lipofusion is located deeper in the skin in what's called the dermis. We'll be talking more about lipofusion as well as melanin and hyperpigmentation and what you can do about it. When I say hyperpigmentation, I'm talking about melanin. Hyper meaning too much, pigmentation meaning melanin. Hyperpigmentation, aka melasma, is one of the more common complaints that people have about their skin and one of the more common reasons why people will go to a dermatologist or an esthetician. And there are wonderful things that you can do to help protect yourself or help eliminate melanin and hyperpigmentation, that is, and also to protect yourself from getting further hyperpigmentation. Most of these strategies will involve nutrition as well as stabilization of estrogen and cortisol. We'll be talking about that in our coming Bright Side episodes. Time to the phones. 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to Coroziano. Coroziano, I think I said that right. Good morning, Coroziano.
Hey, Bennett. No,
it's Graziano. Graziano. Yeah. Oh, it says Coroziano here on my computer.
No,
what's going on, Graziano? Long time no talk.
Yeah, I was just calling another feel-good story about my younger brother. You've actually spoken to him years ago, but you wouldn't remember.
I do remember talking to him. I don't remember his name, but I remember talking to him.
Yeah, he was questioning one of the ingredients in the BTT. But at any rate, he's got some gut issues, and so he was dealing with diverticulitis. Got surgery and still deals with it. So,
what kind of surgery did they take some of his colon?
No, I don't exactly know what. I just know he went in. I think it was just in his gut. I don't know if because I guess you get pockets in the intestines and all that, and teeth get in there. I think, right. So, but anyways, he's still fighting this. So I said, you know what? You gotta listen to what I'm talking about, what I hear from Brightside Ben all the time. So he was fine. All right, fine. So I told him, look, get some glutamine, take glutamine every day. Take the BTT, take some probiotics, digestive enzymes, and apple cider vinegar, a tablespoon regular. Do this regular, and you'll see what you feel. And sure enough, within a week or so, he comes back, and he looks totally different. And he's like, wow, this stuff works great. I'm like, I keep telling you, you got to listen to Bright Side Ben.
So, that's a great story.
Another thing that's even interesting a little bit different off subject, but similar to what you sometimes talk about. It's religion and spirituality.
Uh-huh.
So I've been listening to your show since October of 2011. I'm 41 years old now.
Oh, wow.
Learned a lot. And, you know, by listening to you and breaking down the medical model, I was able to compare the similarities of my religion and actually have been able to help me to break away free from my religion. And knowing
wow.
that there's a lot of similarities to the medical model dogma to
and religion
dogma to yes. And
wow.
So,
what religion? Can I ask you what religion?
Yeah, Jehovah's Witnesses.
Okay, gotcha. So there's a lot of dogma.
So,
there's a lot of dogma associated with it. Like
very
you just
similar.
Have to. Yeah, you just have to accept things. You don't have to question. You don't question anything.
Exactly. And just like the medical model comes out with their JAMA and their journals, right?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
My religion would come out with their journals and you listen
the watch
to the journals. And you, exactly. And you accept it for what it is. But when you start breaking it down scripturally, it's not what exactly what it says. So
right.
That was just separately. So, you know,
that's awesome.
Good work, man.
Critical thinking.
You do good work.
It's about critical thinking. It's about not accepting things just because you're told, but just diving deep and asking questions. You never want to just trust authority, no matter who it is. You always want to ask questions. They want you to trust them. They want you not to ask questions. And it's not just not just religion. It's also government. All the stuff that's going on with the government. You're not supposed to ask any questions. Just do as you're told. You know?
Yeah.
Critical
yeah,
thinkers don't
right
like
there.
Doing as they're told.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Good for you.
That right there, what you would say, authority, the author. You be the author of your own.
You be the author. Good for you, Graziano.
So, and
awesome.
I'm not
for
vaccines either.
Well, I'm glad you can. Of course, now you're a critical thinker. Good for,
all right.
Good for you, man. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Take care. Have a good day. All right. Let's go to Carl the Truth Raider. What's up, man? How you doing, Truth Raider?
Good morning. I'm hanging in there pretty good. A little sniffle here this morning, but I guess that's typical for the springtime. I want to talk about an expired medication. I think there's two of them that were one and the same, but they had different brand names. One was Vioxx, the other was Celebrex.
Uh-huh, Vioxx.
Yeah.
Vioxx. Yeah.
Yeah.
They took that one off the market, right?
It's been off the market. I don't know. Some people were having some type of a cardiovascular or something to do with blood flow, and it caused inhibited blood flow, and somehow I don't know, really pain really well. But that's,
well, it works like, you know, both of these drugs are they call them non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. They don't work like steroids. They work with a part of the body, a part of the hormone system called prostaglandins. And the problem is, when you knock out these prostaglandins or when you manipulate these prostaglandins, you can't just affect the joints. You're also going to affect the heart, which is dependent on prostaglandins, and the vasculature. You know, that's the problem with drugs, is you can't just target one system. You target an entire range of biochemistry, and that's where side effects come from. That's why they took Vioxx off the market. I think you can still get it as an orphan drug. But, you know, that's the problem with prescription medicine, Carl the Truth Raider, and that's why I do this program, and that's why I do my presentations. You can't get better by taking prescription medicine, even though you can hide symptoms.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A California high school teacher was caught on camera berating students for their parents' collective push to end remote learning and return children to classrooms full-time in a video shared on Facebook.
However, if your parent wants to come talk to me about how I'm not doing a good enough job in distance learning based on what you need as an individual, just dare them to come at me because I am so sick to my stomach a parent trying to tell educators how to do their job.
That's San Marcos High School teacher Alyssa Pirro during a virtual lesson over Zoom. Elon Musk's brain chip Neuralink company is working on technology that could improve the lives of those with paralysis. Imagine being able to control your smartphone with your mind or typing with thought instead of your fingers. Neuralink is reporting they've enabled a monkey to play a video game by thinking of its movements. USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Dr. Fauci continues to push the mask mandate, even if you've been vaccinated. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The United States set a new record Saturday for COVID vaccinations administered, delivering 4.3 million doses in a single day. But Dr. Anthony Fauci says infection rates are still on the high side, even with those vaccination efforts. The U.S. is averaging more than 60,000 new cases per day over the last 7 days. The White House's chief medical advisor tells MSNBC that even if you are vaccinated, you should still take some precautions.
If you are vaccinated, please remember that you still have to be careful and not get involved in crowded situations, particularly indoors where people are not wearing masks. And for the time being, until we show definitively that a person who's vaccinated does not get this subclinical infection and can spread to others, you should also continue to wear a mask.
The Food and Drug Administration reported 3 days ago masks may help prevent people who have COVID-19 from spreading the virus to others. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken on Sunday's Meet the Press admitted that the coronavirus got out of hand faster because of China. During the interview, Blinken said China didn't do what it needed to do in the early stages of the pandemic in response to a question about whether he believes China knows about the origins of the coronavirus. Blinken expressed real concerns about the methodology and the process that went into the WHO origins report, including the fact that the government in Beijing apparently helped to write it. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time and 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. We've got a search engine up. All the longevity products are up as well at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. We've got videos, interviews, blog posts, lots of good health information, always free, brightsideben.com, criticalhealthnews.com, and brightsideben.com. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team from brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And also, don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself and my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with acne, eczema, rosacea, skin health problems, as well as preventing post-surgical scarring. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. Health equals beauty. Healing equals beauty. And that's why we have 1,700 plus 4- and 5-star reviews, which you can check out at truthreviewed.com. That's with a D, truthreviewed.com, truthtreatments.com with an S, truthtreatments.com if you want to purchase any of our Truth Skin Health products. Truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. www.jackzamora.com. All right, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Dr. Jack Zamora is an oculofacial plastic surgeon and a pioneer in plasma treatments as well as stem cell technology. He's the creator of lots of different interesting ways to tighten and rejuvenate the skin. And he's also going to talk to us, hopefully, a little bit about his thoughts on the COVID vaccine. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Dr. Jack Zamora. Hey, Jack.
Hello, Ben. How are you?
Good morning, and welcome to the Bright Side. So you're a stem cell expert. You work with stem cells, and we hear a lot about stem cells. First of all, what exactly are stem cells? And then how can we apply them for rejuvenation and facial beauty?
Well, the primary purpose of stem cells is to probably control immune modulation. And there are cells that are found around the body in the bone marrow, in our fat. And they're also found in birth tissue like the umbilical cord or placenta. And we've been using these to create our cosmetic products over the last few years, stem cell-based, exosome-based, and conditioned media-based beautification products derived from the umbilical cord. And it was a year ago that we shifted focus when this novel virus came out, COVID-19. So we've been working on that for the last year and have produced an IV, umbilical cord-derived IV stem cell medication to treat COVID-19 patients.
Wow, so there's a whole bunch there. Let's break this down a little bit. So first of all, I didn't realize that. So you're actually using stem cells to boost the immunity, to boost the immune system for folks who are dealing with COVID. That's fascinating on its own. So let's hang on to that thought, because I definitely want to get to that. But for the layperson, what is a stem cell?
So a stem cell is a cell that's found in our body, and the cell can do two things. It can divide and become a new stem cell, or it can differentiate and become new collagen or new bone or new skin, you know, new tissue, basically. Those are the two things stem cells can do.
So stem cells can make new stem cells, or they don't make the collagen themselves. They make the cell that makes the collagen, correct?
Correct. Correct. They can become cells that make new bone or new muscle or new tissue.
Got it. So obviously that could have a lot of applications. But how does that relate to an exosome? And what is an exosome?
So an exosome is a protein that comes out of a stem cell. And so the stem cell will secrete these little exosomes that contain protein. And the stem cells will also secrete cytokines and other inflammatory modulator products that help in the healing system or the healing response, or in this case, in the rejuvenation response.
So stem cell will send out a little exosome, and inside that exosome is various signaling proteins that kind of tell the other cells what to do?
Exactly. Little signaling proteins, mRNA proteins, things of that nature.
Oh, you said mRNA. Now, that's kind of interesting right there.
Yes, that is.
Right? How do you think that relates to this virus?
Well, that's a great question. So, you know, I'm the CEO of the company, so there's many things I can't talk about right now.
I see. Okay.
But with respect to the virus, mRNA is being used as a product to be used as a vaccine for the delivery of the information on the spike protein. So we are in the world right now, the vaccines are derived or made from these mRNA protein particles that are being delivered into our arms to pretty much carry forward the information related to the identification of the spike protein, so that if we have a vaccine and our bodies have been introduced to the spike protein, the body can then recognize the spike protein and create an immune cascade response, so that we will hopefully have less death, less hospitalization, and less symptoms if we happen to become infected with COVID-19.
So the exosome itself is a carrier for information. Isn't that kind of like a virus?
Well, the exosome itself is a nanovesicle that contains proteins inside of it. The virus is a protein that could be found inside of a cell like that. And so the virus is mostly a protein product.
Isn't that the same thing as an exosome, though? What exactly is the difference between an exosome and a virus? They sound very similar to me.
They do sound very similar, but the exosome Well, it's kind of like a cell in a virus. A cell is something that has a number of working elements. Exosomes are one step down from that. It doesn't have a nucleus.
It's not as complex.
And viruses are one step down from that.
Where got it.
A virus is intended to primarily drop off its protein into the body to try to replicate itself. That's it. Very simple. It's a little, like a weed.
So you're using these stem cells and these exosomes, which have signaling properties and growth-inducing properties, cosmetically.
Correct. The products that we use are intended to improve the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and beautification on the cosmetic sector.
Are they injected or are they used topically?
These are used topically. We have other products like Allerex that has injected IV to treat COVID-19.
So
the formulations are very, very different.
Okay, so I want to talk about that when we come back from our break. We're going to get to a commercial, but before we get to that, you're saying that you can actually apply these stem cells and these exosomes in a cream or in a lotion topically and get these growth-inducing benefits?
Well, we don't say growth-inducing benefits, but we do say beautification benefits.
Okay, beautification, anti-aging benefits. Okay, so somebody could buy a cream, a stem cell-containing cream. Is that correct? It's a stem cell-containing cream that you can actually apply topically, like an ordinary anti-aging product?
That would be your healthcare practitioner, your esthetician, your nurse esthetician, your cosmetic surgeon, plastic surgeon can apply these beautiful products onto your skin either before or typically after a microneedling radiofrequency type of treatment or a plasma treatment to help improve the appearance of your skin. And then at home, you can take a non-stem cell or a stem cell-derived product like conditioned media and use that at home.
Okay, so the conditioned media is very interesting to me. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. And then I also want to talk about your treatments for COVID. And then also, you told me something very interesting about the vaccine and fillers. I want to get to that when we come back from our break. Dr. Jack Zamora is with us, oculofacial plastic surgeon and pioneer in plasma treatments and stem cell technology. More with Dr. Jack Zamora on The Bright Side right after this.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dorey, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Bright Side Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. We're talking to Dr. Jack Zamora. His website is jackzamoramd.com. You can also check out his stuff at vitrobiopharma.com, V-I-T-R-O, vitrobiopharma.com, V-I-T-R-O-B-I-O-P-H-A-R-M-A.com. Dr. Jack, you said a whole bunch of stuff before we went to break. What exactly, what is conditioned media? And you're saying that people can apply this conditioned media in a topical product. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Correct. As we are growing stem cells in the laboratory or fibroblasts in a laboratory, the cells are secreting these growth factors and proteins that have been found to be very useful in improving the appearance of the skin. And this has been around for many years, but nowadays we're making them primarily from the umbilical cord stem cells. And it's interesting. Some of the data regarding early work with this product indicates that this may end up becoming a therapeutic product with a little bit of modulation in terms of treating skin cancers and
oh, wow.
Those kinds of things. But for now, we're using it primarily for just skin rejuvenation.
How about for burns or
skin beautification?
How about for burns or trauma?
Yeah, we have other products as well that are being used. Those are placental based. Or placental derived products, and yeah, it's incredible to see the direction that our world has taken, and really the doors that are opening because of COVID-19.
Well, that leads us to our next question. Some of these applications you can use for boosting the immune system, for literally treating COVID or for preventing it?
So right now the FDA has authorized us to do two things. Use our stem cells for compassionate use, meaning patients who have failed everything else. And number two, to initiate our own clinical trial for the use of stem cells to treat COVID-19. And so if you have COVID-19, you're going to have all of these symptoms, and it appears as though the administration of these stem cells into your veins, IV, end up going directly to your lungs and start turning off the cytokine storm.
And stem cells are anti-inflammatory themselves, or they
correct.
Modulate the immune system themselves.
Exactly. Anti-inflammatory sounds like it's just turning off the inflammation, whereas this is really controlling the inflammation. And that's the mechanism by which we believe that the stem cells are helping those sick, severe, and almost morbid COVID-19 patients. Secondly, We believe that the longstanding inflammatory insult from COVID is responsible for the symptomatology that the long COVID patients have. Up to a third of patients who have experienced COVID will end up having these long COVID symptoms of brain fog, significant systemic inflammation, joint inflammation, all of these random inflammatory diseases or the symptoms. And we believe that the IV stem cells may be the way to treat these patients for a long time.
So the implication is that you can get general salubrious effects, health-promoting effects, by injecting stem cells. Is that correct?
Correct. There's we have some IRBs outside of the country, in the Cayman Islands, and these studies are everywhere. But the idea of using stem cells for anti-aging has been well-described. And aging is nothing more than inflammation. And if we can control inflammation, then maybe we're controlling the aging process.
So the main mechanism of action of the stem cells is anti-inflammatory?
Again, it's
modulating the immune system.
Yes. Immune modulation.
That's the main mechanism of action, is to work with the immune system.
Correct. That's most likely the main mechanism by which all of these wonderful things are happening.
Is the implication there that aging itself is an immune system phenomena?
Yeah, that's what we believe. The accumulation of inflammatory products is ultimately the cause of Alzheimer's. That's probably the best recognized endpoint disease process of aging, correct? Same thing with macular degeneration. Age-related macular degeneration is nothing more than inflammatory processes that end up destroying the natural structure of the back of the eye. And so we're able to help control or modulate the immune response. Maybe we can slow down the aging process, or maybe even improve the aging process. And we already know this with our exercise and nutrition. Typically those things are intended to decrease our natural levels of inflammation. You know, exercise decreases inflammation, and proper nutrition decreases or controls inflammation. Conversely, bad nutrition increases inflammation, which possibly increases diabetes, possibly increases hypertension. So the next question is, are these disease processes that we're seeing are just labels to the symptoms of inflammation? Is hypertension an inflammatory disease? And COVID is showing that it might be. Is diabetes an inflammatory disease? Probably. Is then control of the inflammation going to control diabetes and hypertension? Interesting questions to ask that hopefully we'll be able to answer in the years to come.
Well, theoretically, what alternative mechanism could there be that's not inflammatory? It has to be, I would think.
It most likely is.
Well, what else could it be? I can't think of anything else, right?
You're right. I mean, it's hard to come up with other. I mean, there's other things that can happen, but for the most part, if we were to simplify it and just try to put it into one simplistic picture, then we start to realize how complex of a word inflammation is.
That's true. But when you boil it down, inflammation is a defensive response. So all aging, all disease, all things that we hate about being in our bodies are the result of a defensive response, or an extreme defensive response, would you say?
Or the inability to control that response
anymore. Right. Out of control defensive response.
Exactly. I mean, that's truly what cancer is. When we can't control the number of irregular cells through our normal immune system, then the cancer cells start to replicate.
Have you used this for cancer, this treatment?
Not directly.
But it seems like it would work, right?
Yes, very, very much so. It should work.
How about for neuropathies and pain?
We are doing some preclinical work on neural regeneration. And so, yeah, it's interesting. That's a second part of the equation. The first part is the immune modulation, and the second part is regeneration. Can we regenerate or help in the process of regenerating tissues with the administration of stem cells? And I mean, that's a whole other beast. And I think
wow.
I think it's it. So if you take a mouse and you traumatize a mouse with a traumatic brain injury and then inject stem cells. The mice who had stem cells injected to a certain part of their brain had improved neuronal reformation as compared to mice who didn't. And then that was tested both clinically, in the sense that these mice were able to improve their scores in running through a maze, and also we were able to see significant improvements in their regeneration of their neurons when they were sacrificed and studied.
There's dementias and Parkinson's.
So we're working on that. You know, we're realizing we're actually working with another group here in Colorado named Seriscan, and it's phenomenal. What they did was they took all of these images from CT scans and MRIs and applied SPECT scanning, which involves the ability to measure the blood flow to the brain, and they were able to identify 120 different parts of the brain that are maybe subject to different levels of blood supply that may also cause different types of symptoms. For example, there was one boy in California who was diagnosed with schizophrenia, and SPECT scanning actually found out that he was suffering from carbon monoxide poisoning because his wow. SPECT scan seemed to mimic carbon monoxide patient SPECT scans. And sure enough, upon further investigation, his home life was one where he was subjected to carbon monoxide because of his the vent system in the house. And so this is an incredible time in medicine to know that that there are going to be some pretty impressive changes moving forward in the way we evaluate disease and the way we treat disease, kind of because of COVID-19.
Doc, I wanted to get to the vaccine and the fillers. We're not going to get a chance to do that, but okay. We'll have to have you back on. I appreciate you coming on The Bright Side. Thank you so much, Dr. Zamora. We'll talk soon.
You bet, Ben. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. VitroBioPharma.com. VitroBioPharma.com is Dr. Zamora's website. Also, JackZamoraMD.com. JackZamoraMD.com. That's all the time we have for today on The Bright Side, friends. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.